Jesse Allen catching up now with Arlen Suderman of Stone X. Arlen, as we take a look at the market trade here today, we see that a lot of red on the screen as we get going with this week. I know we have some different things with weather, with moderating temperatures and rain in the forecast, but also economic news out of China really seemed to be weighing on the markets here to start the week. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, China's economy really took a hit in April and May when they locked down some major cities because of COVID and the continuation of their zero tolerance policy toward COVID. And they started to open up in June. And so the economic data showed that in June. Well, the July data came out today showing that that recovery in June just really fizzled. And so the central bank is trying to increase stimulus, but the economy is not really responding to the stimulus the way they'd like it to. Because there's still so much uncertainty in their economy. And so overall, it's not performing very well at all, and they're in danger of actually going into a recession now. The stock market started lower as a result, as did the commodities. Stocks have recovered, but many of the commodities have not. And most noteworthy, we've seen crude oil really taking a hit today, going to new six-month lows before they came off of those lows a little bit and some profit-taking. But soybeans leading the grain and oil seeds lower. The funds are making macro decisions, painting with a broad brush here, saying if China's into a recession, then they won't buy as many commodities. Well, that's certainly more true for some commodities than others. For example, the energy commodities versus the food-based commodities. But the funds are painting with a broad brush. But unfortunately, there's just nothing right now, no compelling news to tell them they're wrong. No new news on production side of things until we get this afternoon's crop progress report. And unless that has a big surprise, the trade really doesn't have a lot other than export news this week to give it direction until we get into next week's big industry tour of the Midwest.
Arlen, the rains we're seeing in parts of the Western Corn Belt, as well as some cooler temperatures in the Corn Belt, do you think that's also kind of adding on to the weight here in the grains and oil seeds today?
The rains certainly don't give them any, and I should throw in there milder temperatures as well, because some people are getting rain, and that's a minority of people in the Midwest. The majority are seeing milder temperatures, and both will contribute toward reducing the stress of the crops overall. Will it be enough to save the crops or reverse damage in some of the areas that have been damaged? No, but it will help some areas get by and reduce the amount of stress going forward from this point forward, and especially were they able to get some rains for those late soybeans where soybeans couldn't really respond. And so that doesn't do anything to really change the momentum right now. You would think that those rains would be most negative for the new crop, but it's really the old crop leading this market down, indicating that we're talking about primarily China, and the weather doesn't give anything to prove them wrong of doing what they're doing.
And real quick, in livestock trade, fairly mixed action. We've come off our highs a little bit in feeder cattle and live cattle, while the hog market's been down a little bit. Anything in the protein sector to start the week?
Well, this is the time of year when we'd expect the numbers to start going up on hog slaughter as well as the weights. And so the expectation is that's going to be happening. We're talking about a cash index that's well above where October futures are trading, because October futures are trading in expectations that the cash market's going to be falling sharply. So this is kind of a wait and see time now to see on the hog market. On the cattle market, certainly demand for feeder cattle benefited from the cheaper feed prices this morning. Fat cattle tried to follow them higher. We saw last week's cash trade $2 to $3 higher, providing some support. We started the day higher, but since then, those prices have just kind of eroded lower, erasing most of the gains. Hard to maintain the momentum to start the week.
And that's comments with Arlen Suderman of Stone X here for our midday commentary. Coming up on this afternoon show, we have a jam-packed one for you. We're going to talk to John Heimberg of Total Farm Marketing, Ed Ussett of the University of Minnesota, as well as Eric Snodgrass of Nutrien with a look at this week's weather forecast. That's all coming up here this afternoon on Market Talk. You've been listening to the Market Talk midday commentary for Monday, August 15th. I'm Jesse Allen reporting.